There's a funny thing about entrepreneurs. At their heart, they're all about one thing: finding a creative solution to a daunting problem, whatever that may be. Take the stunt Dan Limerick pulled off in 10th grade English. Report cards were about to come out, and Dan Limerick was getting a D.
I was looking for a way to bring that up to something so I wouldn't have to show that to my father, who was unaccepting of D's at that time.
So the 16-year-old did what few 16-year-olds would think to do. Limerick and a friend called up a famous author living nearby and asked if they could interview him. The year was 1964, and that author was Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Carl Sandburg.
We asked him some real stupid questions, being 16. What do you think about the Beatles? And he said, I've never heard of the Beatles. And we, of course, cringed, but had a real interesting talk with him. He was quite an interesting character. And we came back and drove up to our teacher's house and said, here's the interview with Mr. Sandburg, and she almost fell over dead.
Limerick says that D turned into a B. Dan Limerick has used those problem-solving skills quite a lot since then. He's made a fortune in plastics. He's in his mid-60s and could easily just sit back and retire. Instead, he's partnered with two other Shelby natives to create RST Fiber. They started the company and its fiber optic network not in Silicon Valley, but in their hometown.
With that idea of staying localized and growing to help the local economy any way we could, because you know that whole area had been devastated by the textile exodus.
Soon, they were expanding beyond Shelby into Cleveland County as a whole. Then, they started to think bigger.
Basically, going from Manio to Murphy, Shelby, Kings Mountain, Gastonia, into Charlotte, down through Monroe, on into Wilmington, that area.
They laid more than 3,000 miles of fiber optic cable, burying it underground along roadways and through cities and towns. Where they could, they bought so-called dark fiber, compatible networks that were already in place but not being used. They say they've created a statewide network that can provide 1 gigabit connections to consumers and 100 gigabit connections to businesses. That's at least 100 times faster than what you have now. If it works, as the company claims, what they created is a cutting-edge behemoth of a physical backbone that dwarfs even what Google is considering.
A continuous fiber backbone activated and lit with 100 gigabit connectivity.
And how much did this cost? I mean, it must have been pretty significant.
Can I curse?
Yes.
it was tens of millions of dollars.
All personally financed by Limerick and his partners. Now, if that cost seems surprisingly low to you, it is. Unlike Google, RST doesn't want to connect every home and business with an actual fiber. What they want is to do it wirelessly. First, they run fiber to cell towers where they have installed powerful transmitters.
If you are within a mile and a half of that cell tower, you will be able to receive wirelessly a 1 gigabit symmetrical connection.
But it doesn't stop there. Each of RST's wireless routers, what would be installed in homes and offices, connects with other routers to increase the network's range.
It grows like a spider web. As more people come on, the stronger the network grows and larger it gets.
And for those who want to get on this gigabit network, right now it'll cost you $99.95 a month for internet access. It's those subscription fees that RST hopes will make it a profit. In a month or so, they plan on rolling out a TV service similar to cable bundles offered by the likes of Time Warner. As to the customers RST has right now, that number isn't going to wow you.
Approximately 200.
Those 200 people have been, in essence, testing this new fiber network for bugs. But now RST is rolling out to more and more each day. Limerick says the Charlotte area should start seeing service in 30 to 45 days, only after the number of users grows from the hundreds to the thousands or more, will we know if RST's network works as well as they say it will, and if North Carolina really is the first gigabit state. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.